Good morning. Today's daf and nazir is vav. We are on Hey Amud Beis. We're going to be starting a little bit towards the top of the Amud. These are short Amudim. The Gemara right now is involved in the following discussion. Stam Naziris is Lama Yom. That's the Mishnah. Okay. Mishnahs are meant to be committed to memory. I wish I did commit them to memory, but the Mishnah that we saw in Daf Hey is pretty easy to commit to memory, and that is that if you make a Naziris and you don't dictate how long it's going to be, so it's going to default set to 30 days. That's the Mishnah, Stam Naziris is Lamed Yom. It means a couple things. It means, number one, like what I just said, that if you declare yourself to be a Nazir, but you don't specify how long it's going to be, so it's going to be 30 days. That's the default setting of Naziris. It also means that, let's say, you make the following declaration. You say, I'm going to be Nazir for a week. Okay, Mazel Tov, you're a Nazir, and not only that, but you're a Nazir for 30 days. In other words, they can't do it any less in 30 days. It's going to be a minimum of 30 days. So that's the Mishnah, and pretty much we know that already. Although, between yesterday and today, and God willing, we'll get to the Mishnah by the end of today on Zion, and that is that we have the following machlokas. So how long is the Nazir Stam? It's a funny question I just asked. Meaning, right, did you listen to the first 2 minutes of Shir today? Did I listen? We didn't even go 2 minutes yet, right? A minute and a half, so I've been saying now it's 30 days. So it's machlokas amarayim. Whether it's going to be 30 or whether it's going to be 29, and we introduced ourselves to this machlokas yesterday. So Rav Masta and Bar Pada Amoraim are debating whether or not it's going to be 30 or 29. Rav Masta says it's 30 days. How does he know that? So from the word yiyeh. So the pasuk goes on to describe that that he's going to be the Nazir, is going to be a Nazir, kadosh yiyeh. So he's going to be holy for the Torah doesn't say how long, but the word yiyeh, begamashra, comes out to be 30. Now, it's an easy gamashra. Right, it's two yuds, it's two hays, it comes out to 30. So via gematria, he knows that it's 30 days. Okay, and as we pointed out yesterday, right, there's a good chance that the gematria is not really informing us of how long it's going to be. The gematria is just simply a remez, but really it's halacha Moshe Misinai. Whatever the case is, in other words, according to Rav Masna, it's 30 days. Good. And Bar Pada says no, it's 29. Now, how did he arrive at that conclusion? So look at the parsha. The parsha of Naziris, again, it's 21 pesukim. So if you go through the parsha and you count out the number of times it says the word Nazir, so it says it 29 times. We pointed out yesterday, really, if you count it out, it says it 30 times. Okay, good. But so take one of them off. Well, which one am I going to take off? Take out the word Nazir. Nazir is the description of the crown of the Nazir, right? He's not literally wearing a crown, but it's a crown. He's a Nazir. He's elevated. He's on a higher status. He's like, it's ke'ilu, he's as if he's wearing a crown. Anyway, the word Nazir is taken out, and that gets us to 29. Okay, how we get there obviously is important, but what's more important for our Gemara today is just to remember, according to Rav Masna, it's 30 days. According to Bar Pada, it's 29 days. So all we're going to do, it's one singular point for today, and we're going to litigate. So the Gemara is going to go back and forth in terms of which position is more defensible based on all the Mishnahs that we know. Well, we know our Mishnah. As you can imagine, that's going to be step number one today, and that is go back to our Mishnah and see which position fits them better in our Mishnah. We know the answer. I mean, it's obvious which position fits in better with our Mishnah. So hold that particular thought. And then what we're going to do is we're going to see other Mishnahs as well. We're going to be focused today almost exclusively on the Mishnahs that bring us into the third parak of the Masechta. Third parak of the Masechta starts on Daf Tezayin. So today's Daf, we're going to get a preview of a number of Mishnahs there in the beginning of the third parak, because once again, once we see those Mishnahs, it will inform us which of the positions, Rav Masna, Bar Pada, seems to be the more correct position. Spoiler alert, the Gemara is not going to arrive at a conclusion. The Gemara is going to leave off by defending both positions, Elu ve'elu. Okay? Obviously, in terms of halacha, you're going to have to choose one, but as far as the Gemara's discussion is concerned, the Gemara is not going to choose one, but rather the Gemara is going to defend both sides. Okay, good. That's an outline of today's daf. Let's see all this together inside. So I'm going to start today on Hey Amud Beis, and we're going to be three lines from the top of the Amud. So we have a Mishnah. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Oh, okay, good. So we have our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that what is the default setting for Nazir? It's 30 days. Now, Bisham Rav Masa Nicha. So good. So Rav Masa is perfect. Meaning Rav Masa says, what's Stam Nazir? It's 30 days. What did our Mishnah say? 30 days. It's a perfect match. But Ella Bar Pada Kasha. But for Bar Pada now, it's all going to be difficult. So Amalecha Bar Pada, I didika Yom Talsin the Megalech Mevi Karban Asav Mishum Hachitan Shloshim. So Bar Pada will explain like this. In other words, what do? You count. How much do you count? Again, a default Nazirus. You'll count 29 days. Good. You count to 29 days. Perfect. Now what? Now comes day 30. Day 30, you're going to be bringing your karbanos. And the Gemara goes on to explain. No, the Gemara doesn't. Tosos goes on to explain. And until you bring your karbanos, can you drink wine? No. Can you get a haircut? No. So in other words, even though you successfully counted 29 days, but since on day 30, you're bringing your karbanos, and until you bring your karbanos, So you'll still be restricted from getting haircuts and drinking wine and going to the cemetery. So therefore, that's how Bar Pada is reading our Mishnah. Meaning when our Mishnah says, Tam Nazirus Lamayom, it means you bring your carbon on day 30, but because the restrictions are going to continue until you bring your carbonos, so good. So the Mishnah reads, Stam Nazirus Lamayom. The Lamayom is your 29 days and the 30th day in which you bring your carbon to none. Okay, and now let's begin. So here, from this point going forward, to the end of today's daf, there's a little bit at the end that's not connected, but most of today we're going to be revolving around the beginning of the third parak of Nazir, where we're going to be seeing a number of Mishnayos over there.
According to Ramas, that he brings the 31st day,
No, but you'll see why in just a moment. Okay, the Gemara in a moment is going to be addressing your very question. Tanan, Misha Amarein Nazir Megalech Yom Shloshim Ve'Echad. So the Mishnah. So this is the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak. That person declares himself to be a Nazir. And again, the Mishnah seemingly is describing somebody who does not give a number. And so therefore, what's going to happen? So Megalech Yom Shoshim Ve'Echad. So what he'll do is he'll do Giluch on day 31. Giluch is a description of shaving his head, meaning as part of the carbon process, he shaves. So Bisham Rav Masna Nicha. So the Gemara says, now, according to Rav Masna, perfect, absolutely perfect. Meaning how many days do you count? 30. So then now what happens on the next day, meaning on day 31, you bring karbanos with the giluach. So the Gemara says, Ella Bar Pada Kashi. Now according to Bar Pada, it's difficult because according to Bar Pada, you bring your karban on day 30, not day 31. So how does Bar Pada read the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak? Am lachar Bar Pada, ima seifa. So Bar Pada says, look, at this point in time, I'm going to admit it's difficult. But how about this? Let's read a little bit further in the Mishnah over there. So, Ima Seifa, Im Gilech Liyom Shoshim Yatza. In other words, all you have to do is just read one more line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes on to say that if you do Giluach on day 30, you're Yotze. You got to check. So, Ila Seifa Mesayele. So, Bar Pada says, okay. So now, after reading the second half of the Mishnah, so Bar Pada says, perfect. That works out great for me. Now, Reisha. Now, according to Bar Pada, so good. That's a Seifa. But you can't ignore the Reisha. So how is Bar Pada reading the Reisha? The Reisha of the Mishnah says, ideally, when should you bring your karban? Day 31. Why? According to Bar Pada, you count 29 days. That's it. Your sphere is now officially over. You should be bringing your karban on day 30. Why does the Reisha of the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak say that ideally you should bring on day 31? So the Gemara says, Nasikom Rishleimim. Gzerah Derabanan. Gzerah Derabanan, the Chachamim were concerned. If you just simply said, I'm going to be a Nazir, and you don't specify, according to Bar Pada, you are, in fact, finished on day 29. 29 is your last day. However, if instead of saying, I'm just going to be a Nazir, you say, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 complete days, right? That's what the Gemara means when it says Shleimim, right? I'm going to do it for complete days. The Rashi and the Tosafos point out over here, it could also be that you said the number 30, but in other words, but there are, I guess, standard for all of us, none of this is standard. None of us is becoming a Nazir. We never heard anyone declare himself to be a Nazir. But back in the day, it was pretty acceptable for people to say, instead of just simply, I'm going to be a Nazir, he's going to say Yamim Shleimim or Shloshim Shleimim. So because that was a generally accepted term, so Bar Pada says that Midrabanan, it's better if everyone brings their carbon on day 31. Even if he just said Nazir, and even though the truth of the matter is that he finished on 29, but because of this concern that he may end up saying Shleimim, so therefore, as a rabbinically accepted principle, so therefore, everyone should be bringing Karbanos on day 31. Okay, good. So in other words, so for Bar Pada, how do you read that Mishnah? It's actually pretty straightforward. Meaning, ideally, bring your Karban on day 31. Why? Gzera derabanan. But if you bring your Karban on day 30, that's acceptable. Good. Meaning, because even though you bypass the derabbanan, but midoraisa, you finish on 29, you can bring your carbon on day 30. That's all to read, how to read the Mishnah according to Bar Pada. Now let's turn our attention to Rav Masna. Ula Rav Masna kasha seifa. Now according to Rav Masna, it's going to be difficult, right? Meaning according to Rav Masna, how many days do you count min haTorah? 30 days. And the Mishnah says, now the first half of the Mishnah, perfect. When do you bring your karbanos? On day 31. But then the seifa. The seifa of the Mishnah says, but if you bring it on day 30, check. According to Rav Masna, why do you get a check? In other words, you didn't count your 30 days, right? So the Gemara says, no, you did. You counted your 30 days. Because Sofer Mixas Yom Kikulo. Because Rav Masna is of the following position, and that is Mixas Yom Kikulo. This is a concept that comes up time and again throughout Chas, and that's basically as follows. That when you are counting, like, for example, Shiva. Now, Shiva is a good example. It's a really good example. It's just that counting Shiva, I'm talking about Avelus right now, that's a Din D'Rabbanan. That's not a Din D'Oraisa. So, but there are other areas in Shas also where you're counting Min HaTorah, like say, for example, Shiva Nekiyim by Zava. Okay, if you understood me, great. And if not, wait a couple Masechtas. Actually, wait many Masechtas. But right, you're right. It comes up at the end of Shas. But anyway, in other words, when you are doing a count and you get to the end of the count, so again, the thing that we relate to most is Shiva. So when you're counting Shiva, so what happens on day 7? You counted day 7, Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. So now what you could do is you can get up from Shiva on the morning of the 7th day. But you haven't finished the 7th day. Right, that's the principle of Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. And so what the Gemara is telling us now is that according to Rav Masna, Rav Masna subscribes to Mitzvah Yom Kikulo when counting the zeros. So that means that according to Rav Masna, you have to count 30 days. Perfect. Now you're on day 30. You woke up in the morning, you counted it. Good. 30 days. You haven't finished the 30th day? Mixas Yom Kikulo. Now what you can do, you could bring your karbanos now later that day. Okay, good. So that is, and presumably, and Tosha says this, and presumably Bar Pada would disagree with that very point. Meaning, according to Bar Pada, he doesn't subscribe to Mixas Yom Kikulo, or to say it probably more accurately, not here. Not by Naziris, we're not going to say Mixas Yom Kikulo. And then you have to explain why over here we're having such a machlokas, whether you do or you don't say Mixas Yom Kikulo by Nazir. But anyway, so that's what comes out. So far now we have a Mishnah. There at the beginning of the third parak, we read the Mishnah according to Bar Pada. We read the Mishnah according to Rav Masna. And we continue. Atanan, Arein Nazir Shoshim Yom, Im Gileach Yom Lamed Lo Yatsa. So, the Mishnah says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Okay, so now the Mishnah is giving us another example where here he spells it out. He says 30 days. So if he does Giluach on the 30th day, Lo Yatzava, so why should that be? Meaning, once we introduce ourselves to the idea of Mixas Yom Kikulo, so why not? Meaning, if you said 30 days, great, you count the 30 days. Once you count the 30th day, so why don't you bring a carbon that day? So the Gemara's answer is, Be'omer Shleimim. So the Gemara says, because over there, he said Shloshim, he also said Shleimim. No. It's an Ukimta, but the Gemara says, but if in fact he says Shloshim Shleimim, so even though had he not said Shleimim, we would have subscribed to the principle of Mixas Yom Kikulo, which would have allowed him to bring Karbanos on day 30, but once you say Shloshim Shleimim, that's it. Then they have to be 30 complete days, and that's why the Mishnah over there goes on to describe how you bring your Karbanos on day 31. To none. More of the same. Meaning, right, it's and a lot of this is going to sound redundant, but, in other words, there are more Mishnayos. And once you see all the Mishnayos, you'll see the Gemara is, again, going to go back and forth defending both positions. Misha Nazir Beis Naziros. Okay, so let's say the person takes a compound Nazir, right? I'm going to be a Nazir. Okay, so now what does he have to do? He has to, as we learned just in yesterday's daf, so now he's got to observe two successive Naziros. But in order to observe two, you have to complete the first, and then you'll start the second, and complete the second. So you bring karbanos now on which days? That's what the Mishnah describes. So megaleches rishon al yom lamed ve'echad, v'ashnil al yom shishim ve'echad. So when do you bring your karbanos? You're going to bring your karbanos on days 31 and 61. Okay? And if you want, by the way, it's pretty straightforward, but you can map this out in front of you on a calendar. So basically, from the day that you made your declaration, I'm going to be a Nazir, so now, you're going to, on day 31 from when you started, you'll bring carbon set number one. And then, right on day 61 from day number one, You're going to bring carbon set number two. Okay, now, the math works out better for whom? For Rav Masna or Rav Pada? The Gemara spells it out. Bishlam le Rav Masna nicha. So according to Rav Masna, it's perfect. Because again, according to Rav Masna, what do you have to do? So you have to do 30 days. So I understand Rav Masna, in which what you're going to be doing is counting 30 days, you'll bring carbonus on day 31. And then, once you bring carbonus on day 31, so this part's a little bit tricky, it's not really that hard. 31 now will count as day 1 for your next set. And then you'll go from day 31 to day 60, that's 30 days. Okay, right. I told you, that part's a little bit tricky, but in other words, that's another 30 days. And then on day 61, you'll bring carbonus. So, Abish, I'm the Rav Masna Nicha. So, according to Rav Masna, that's perfect. But Ella Bar Pada Kasha. But for Bar Pada, it's going to be difficult. Because, again, according to Bar Pada, how much is each Nazirus? Each Nazirus is 29 days. So, if each Nazirus is 29 days, so you should be bringing your carbonos on days 30 and day 60. Okay. So, okay, good. So, I'm the Bar Pada Ima Seifa. Okay, so Bar Pada will say, okay, I hear you. But once again, I'm going to advise, before running to conclusion, read the next line of the Mishnah, which we're about to do right now. So, the Mishnah goes on to describe that if you do Giluach on day 30, you could do your second Giluach on day 60. Yeah. Okay, good. So, sorry, I'm rereading. So, Ella Sefa Misayele. So now, again, I know it sounds redundant, but it's a different case in the Mishnah. Now that I just read the second half of that Mishnah, it works out perfectly for Bar Pada. In fact, it says, do Giluach for your first set on day 30, meaning you count to 29 successfully. Good. You finished. Good. Next day, day 30, you're bringing your carbonos. And now what you'll be doing is you'll be counting another 29. And then on day 60, you'll be bringing your second set of carbonos. Works out perfectly. And Reisha. And now, I understand the second half of the Mishnah according to Bar Pada. What are we going to do with the first half of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, and we have the Gersa Be'omer Shleimim, or it's Ke'omer Shleimim. Once again, Gzera D'Rabbanan, meaning because people sometimes say, instead of just simply saying they're going to be a Nazir, they say I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 complete days. And so the Chachamim were concerned that we want to just make a level playing field. We really want everyone to bring on day 31, even for the person who just said Nazir. Meaning Gzera D'Rabbanan. So ideally, everyone should be bringing not on day 30, but on day 31. Okay. And the Rush points out over here that, look, I know you've heard this answer before, but the Rush writes Derech HaTalmud. In other words, the Gemara does this. In other words, the Gemara, even though we know the answer at this point in time, but the Gemara goes over other Mishnayos, and even though really what it's doing, it's repeating for us what we already knew. Ula Rav Masna Kasha. So the Gemara says, okay, now we're going to go to Rav Masna. So according to Rav Masna, now we're at the second half of the Mishnah, where the second half of the Mishnah says 30-60. Now for Rav Masna, you're counting Nazirus. Each Nazirus has to be 30 days. So how do you get 30-60? So say, Am alachav, Rav Masna, kediktani sefer, yom shoshim ola lakan lakan. So mahi, I'm sorry, ola lakan lakan. So I'll tell you how you do 30-60. You do 30-60 according to Rav Masna, because again, mixas yom kikulo. So and that means to say that when you woke up on the morning of the 30th, you counted that as day 30. Mixas a yom kikulo. Now you could bring carbonos on day 30. Ah. Now, the Gemara is bothered because maihi, meaning, okay, so what we heard what we already heard. So maihi, mixas yom kikulo, ha'amra chadazimna. So the Gemara says, okay, but we already established that in the earlier Mishnah of the third parak. So now what are you doing? You're repeating yourself? And again, the Rush says, you know, by Bar Pada, we just repeated ourselves. And over here now, the Gemara is offended that for Rav Masna we repeat ourselves. So again, it's true, but over here we even have another chiddush to add. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, it's an extra chiddush for Rav Masna. What's the extra chiddush? Watch day 30 carefully according to Rav Masna. On day 30, what did you do? You woke up in the morning on day 30. Again, according to Rav Masna, you have to count 30 days. So you woke up in the morning on day 30, you count as day 30. Good, you gave yourself a check for day 30. And then, later that day, you went to the base of Mikdash, you brought carbonos. Wonderful. Now what do you get to do? I get to also count that day 30 as day 1 for the next series of my Naziris. Right, he's got two Naziris he's got to fulfill. So you know what you just did? You counted the same day for two different Naziris. Day 30 was day 30 for the first set and day 1 for the second set. And you use Mikzas Hayom Kekulo in order to do that. Count one day for two separate Naziris. Had it not been for the Mishnah, could have easily suggested that's going too far. Mikzas Hayom Kekulo, I understand, could take a day and truncate it and abbreviate it. But then you can also use that very same principle and use that very same day to count towards a separate Naziris. That's a Chiddush. Exactly. Exactly. Meaning it's exactly for that point. The Mishnah feels it's necessary now to repeat, not because it's not just repetition. It's teaching us that Mikzas Yom Kekulu could take one day and count it for two separate Naziris. Good.
It's really one, the same thing. The two.
It's the same principle, but it's just it's more of an application of the principle. Okay. Tanan. Vav Amud Aleph, halfway down on a short Amud. Im gilech yom shishim chaser achad yatsa, shi yom shoshim ololo min aminyan. Okay, now let's say you do giluach on yom shishim chaser achad. Okay, so you do giluach on day 59. So, in other words, obviously, you did your first giluach on day 30, and now you did your second giluach on day 59. Again, 59 from the very first day. So yatsa, shi yom shoshim ololo min aminyan. So, and your yod say why? Because the Yom Shloshim is Olam and Aminyan. Bisham L'Rav Masna Nicha. So good. So according to Rav Masna, so it works. Right? The math works. Because on day 30, what did you get to do? You not only get to count that as day 30, you also get to count that as day 1. And again, if you're following the calendar well, so in other words, counting day 30 as day 1, so day 59 now will be day 30. Right? I know I'm saying it fast, but if you're following, the numbers work. So good. So that means to say that according to Rav Masna, I get it. And so, but according to Bar Pada Lamaliha, Hamer Shoshim Chaser Echad. But the Gemara's question is now on Bar Pada. Now, if you think about it, what's the question on Bar Pada? Meaning for Bar Pada, it's obvious. Meaning Bar Pada says what? Naziris is 29 days. So if in fact you bring your Karbanos on day 30. And according to Bar Pada. Now, Bar Pada, right, this part's a little bit tricky. According to Bar Pada doesn't subscribe to Mikzas Yom Kekulo. Fine. So that means to say that Naziros, his first set went from day 1 to day 29. Good. And on day 30 now, he was able to bring his Karbanos. Okay. Even according to Bar Pada, right, and this part I admit is a little bit tricky. Even according to Bar Pada, who doesn't subscribe to Mikzas Yom Kekulo, but you still get to count day 30 as day 1 towards your second Naziris.
He only needs 29 days.
Huh? Yes, you're right. But in other words, whatever. I don't want to belabor this point, but you could have suggested that for Bar Pada, the counting for the second set shouldn't begin until the day following.
What do you
mean, why on day 30? Okay, right. In other words, in between his Mikzas Hayoms. Right.
On day 30, if he drinks once, according to Bar Pada, which is supposed to, how can he count for day 1 then?
He's not necessarily drinking wine. I thought you were asking in general. No, can you drink wine in between?
In general, he can drink wine on day 30. If it's over, then he can drink wine.
Right. In other words, right. On day 30, so again, according to Bar Pada, 29 days came and went, counted successfully, done. Day 30 now is his first chance to bring his Karbanos. He does.
And so when he brings Karbanos, he's allowed to drink wine.
Yeah. And in other words, his first Naziris is over. Now he's going to start his second Naziris. So what the Gemara is telling us is it's a good. So he'll start his second Naziris, and day 30 will count towards as day 1 towards the second Naziris. Okay. And that gets us now from day 30 to day 58. Now, on day 59, he could bring the Karbanos for the second set of Naziris. What bothers the Gemara now is that according to Bar Pada, that Mishnah hasn't introduced us to a single novel point. Meaning, if you're Rav Masna, it's an exciting Mishnah. Why? Because, like we just said, that what we get to do for day 30, according to Rav Masna, is treat day 30 as Mikzas Yom Kekulo for the conclusion of the first series and the beginning of the second series. But according to Bar Pada, who says that Naziris is 29 days, So for the first set, 29 days, again, he doesn't subscribe to Mixas Yom Kikulo. He then brings Karbanos on day 30. And again, I'm recognizing that it's still a bit of a chiddush to say that you're starting to count on day 30, but fine, but you're starting to count on day 30. And then when can you bring your Karbanos? Already on day 59. But according to Bar Pada, that's so obvious. So Amalacha, so Bar Pada will say, I know it's obvious, but maybe that's exactly the point. Ananami ahasamche, meaning, how do you think I arrived at my conclusion? Meaning, we started at the end, meaning when the Gemara, going back to yesterday's daf, Bar Pada says, how long is time in Nazir? 29 days. And again, I know he had a limud. You count the number of times it says Nazir in the Parsha. Good. But in other words, but where in the Mishnayos does it scream that it's 29 days? Bar Pada says that beginning of the third parak. Meaning, when you read the beginning of the third parak and you do the math and you crunch the numbers, so Bar Pada says that's exactly right. Meaning, once I see that Mishnah, I see that the number is actually 29. 29 is the actual day that works in terms of the numbers. You think about how could it be that you bring your Karbanos on day 30 and 59? Like, how does that work? Oh, because the magic number is 29. Oh, good. In other words, he's just plugging it into the Mishnah, and once he realizes, oh, Eureka, that's it. That tells me that 29 is a significant day. All right, Tanan. I told you, it's one theme today. It's one topic for today. And that is going to be citations of Mishnah and litigation in terms of which of the positions seems to be more correct. Tanan Misha, my reigny Nazir, Nitma Yom Shoshim, Sosisakol. Okay, again, another Mishnah, also beginning of the third parak. And that is, a person says he's going to be a Nazir, and he successfully counts 30 days, but on day 30, and this is important, before he brought his Karbanos, he becomes Tamei. Okay, so Seres HaKol. So now what happens? He lost everything. He lost the entire count. And now he's got to count again. Okay, and obviously this would be the most frustrating circumstance in which he's at the finish line. He didn't cross the finish line. And so therefore he's got to count again. Okay, good. Now, Bishlam, a lover of Masna Nicha. So for Rav Masna, now it works out perfectly. Okay. Now, hopefully we're all thinking the same thing, and I will articulate that thought in just a moment. But Ella Bar Pada Kasha, but according to Bar Pada, it's going to be difficult. Meaning why? Because according to Bar Pada, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. On day 29, what did he do? He made it through 29 days. His Nazirus is over. Now, on day 30, he became Tameh. But he successfully counted. And it's true, and the Gemara recognizes immediately. Before we get to the Gemara's answer. So, and if you successfully counted your Nazirus, meaning 29 days is all you need to count, you counted it. On day 30, he woke up, he became Tameh. Okay. It's not going to require him to count again. Meaning, it's true you won't be able to bring your Karbanos on the 30th day, but you're not going to have to say, you count another 30 days, or according to Bar Pada, another 29 days. In other words, the Rush points out over here, once you finish your count, if you, for whatever reason, delayed bringing your Karbanos, and you become Tameh in that interim period, after you finish your counting, but before you bring your Karbanos, it's not Soser, because you counted, you successfully counted. Again, you'll have to wait until you finish becoming Tamei. It'll be a 7-day delay, but you won't have to count again. So when the Mishnah says that on day 30 you become Tamei in the morning, and now for Rav Masna, I understand. It's Soser, because you were counting. But according to Bar Pada, you finished counting. So why should it be Soser? Okay. Now, hopefully everyone's thinking, and let's give voice to this. Why is it good for Rav Masna? Meaning, what did Rav Masna hold throughout the entire sugya today? Mixas Yom Kikulo. You wake up on day 30, so what now what? You could give yourself a check because you just counted day 30. So according to Rav Masna, if you become Tamei on day 30, so why should it be Soser everything? Haven't you successfully counted all 30 days? Tosfos asks this question, the Rush asks this question, and again, I'm sure there are other Rishonim, but I'm just sharing with the ones that, you know, I went over. So they both say, the Rush says it here succinctly, and that is that according to Rav Masna, it's true. Mixas Yom Kikulo. But in other words, when we say Mixas Yom Kikulo, what does that mean? You wake up in the morning, you count day 30, now you can give yourself a check for day 30? Not yet.
But you still have to bring Karbanos.
You still have to bring Karbanos. meaning you can bring karbanos at any point during the day. You could bring in the morning, you could bring in the afternoon. You could bring your karbanos at any point of the day. Miksa hayom kukula will only be credited to you only when you bring your karbanos. Oh. Prior to that, you can't just simply say waking up in the morning is going to be sufficient for you to have now successfully said, I counted the 30th day. The counting of the 30th day using the mechanism of Miksa Sayom Kukulo only is when you bring the karbanos.
There's a svar to that, because Miksa Sayoy, meaning it's like the whole day, yeah. But that whole day has to be a good day. Miksa Sayoy is the chiddush that it's, but if the day is a good day.
Agreed. Agreed. Absolutely agreed. So good. So
he's still in the count.
He's still in the count. In the count. Perfect. Perfect. I totally agree. Good. So we're all expressing the same idea. Again, it's the Rush. I didn't read the Russian side, but that's basically how the Rush does it. So now, good. So now we can go back and let's just chazer. So you become tummy in day 30. So what does the Mishnah say? So sir, it destroys your entire count. So now, according to Rav Masna, works out perfectly. According to Bar Pada, I literally have no understanding of that Mishnah. You counted. All you need to do is count 29 days. You counted your 29 days. You should be good. Doesn't matter. Meaning, as you finished your count. So the fact that you didn't bring your karbanos yet just simply means you delayed and bring your karbanos.
But that's a huge fundamental difference between him and Rav Master.
Agree. That's why the Gemara is bothered right now. That's exactly why the Gemara is bothered. Why? How is Bar Pada understanding the Mishnah? The Mishnah says you have to go ahead and recount. That's exactly the question. So Ella Bar Pada Kasha. So now we're in the top of the Amud Beis. Amlecha Bar Pada Ima Seifa. So Bar Pada will tell you as follows. Again, before arriving at a conclusion, let's read the end of the Mishnah. How does the Mishnah conclude? Rabbi Elazar Omer No Soser L'Shiva. Rabbi Elazar says that what happens Soser Shiva. That all you have to do is just wait 7 days. Now the language over here can be a little bit confusing, and by the way, it confused me. But the Rush says, in other words, Eino Soser Ella doesn't mean it takes away any of the numbers. It just simply means a delay of 7 days. Okay? Now. In other words, and the delay for 7 days is because you need 7 days to become Tohar.
No, but does he also have to bring a Korban for having become Tamei?
No, you finish counting. According to Bar Pada, you finish counting. You're done. Now you have karbanos to bring. Problem is, you woke up on day 30 and you became tummy.
So besides the 7 days that you have to add, there's no other penalty to bring additional karbanos having to
come from. Correct, because you finished counting. Correct. Good. So the say Masefer, Rebbe Lazar Omer No Soser L'Shiva. Now, Isa Kedacha Shloshim Be'inam Nister Kulam. So the Gemara says, now, if in fact you really need 30 days, so how in the world is it just a 7 day delay? Meaning, if I really needed 30 days, like Rav Masna's arguing, so then, so the whole thing should be upended and uprooted. Okay. So so what Bar Pada now will tell you is the following, that the Mishnah really follows my position. All you really need to do is count 29 days. Now, I know the Tana Kama. Now, the way I'm presenting the Gemara over here is going to be like the Rush. Again, Tosos, the Rush. It's basically, right, if I don't say it, just please understand, right? That's how I prepare. That's what I'm going to say over the Gemara. According to Bar Pada, here's how the Mishnah works. You became Tamei on day 30. According to the Tana Kama, you have to now count all over again. But that's not really Midda Araisa. Midda Araisa, according to Bar Pada, you successfully counted. You only need to count 29 days. You count to 29 days, you're good. So why is it so stressful? It's a Din D'Rabbanan, like we said already a couple times this morning. The Din D'Rabbanan is that because the person may say Shleimim, so therefore the ideal is to count 30 days, even if I didn't say 30 days. Even if I just simply said Stam Nazir. Still, the ideal is to count 30 days. Good. That's the Shita of the Chacham, and that's why you have to count anew. And what Rabbi Eliezer will tell you is that no, you count to 29 days. That's all you need to count. You successfully count to 29 days. On day 30, you became Tameh. Okay. Wait a week until you become Tahor, meaning you need a week to become Tahor from your Tumah, your Tameh Mace, and then you'll bring your Karbanos. Okay. And presumably and apparently according to And according to Rabbi Elazar, right, he doesn't subscribe to the Gzera de Rabbanan, something like that. Okay, fine. So Bar Pada will tell you, I'm comfortable with the Mishnah. Now the Gemara turns its attention back to Rav Masna, meaning according to Rav Masna, now according to Rav Masna, what's the number 30? So if according to Rav Masna, the number is 30, so I'm beholding by the Tanakama, I get it. So 30, meaning, and you didn't successfully count 30, you got to start anew. And according to Rav Masna, how do you understand Rabbi Elazar? Next line of the Gemara. So, Kasavar Rabbi Elazar, Mixas Yom Kikulo. And so what Rabbi Elazar will tell you is that, no, because you woke up on day 30 and you counted part of day 30, Mixas Yom Kikulo. And over here, not like we said just moments earlier, meaning we said that Mixas Yom Kikulo is not going to work if you didn't bring your karbanos yet. What Rabbi Elazar will tell you is that no, that Mixas Yom Kikulo will work even if you didn't bring your karbanos. Meaning that's how Rav Masna will understand the shita of Rabbi Elazar over there. Okay. The Gemara is not happy. The Gemara, with this approach that we just gave in defense of Rav Masna, the Gemara is not satisfied. Tanana reini nazar mea yom nitma yom mea soser zakol. Rabbi Elazar omer eino soser elo shloshim yom. So meanwhile, let's look at another Mishnah. And again, this Mishnah also is coming up at the beginning of the third parak. You make a dedication, you're going to become a nazir for 100 days. On day 100. So you said 100 days. Okay, so this part now is unambiguous. You said 100 days. On day 100, what happens? You become Tameh. So, according to the Tanakama, so it's just a call. Okay, new? You got to start again. Okay, frustrating, but you got to start again. And according to Rabbi Elazar, Eino Soser Ela Shloshim Yom. You have to now count 30 days. Now, the Gemara says, where did that come from? So, Isa Gedachas of Rabbi Elazar Mixas Yom Kikula Nisto Shiva. So the Gemara says, now, remember your proposal just moments earlier? You told me that according to Rav Elazar, Mixas Yom Kikulo. If you're right, so you woke up on day 100, Mixas Yom Kikulo. Check. And the only thing now that's holding you back from bringing your karbanos is that your tameh. Good, 7 days. But that's it. And V'ilo Savra Mixas Yom Kikulo Lister Kulu. And the Gemara says, and if I don't hold that Mixas Yom Kikulo, so then on day 100 you become tameh. That's it. Your entire count was lost, and you have to start anew. So the Gemara says, how are you reading this line of the Mishnah? So la'olam la'armina mixas yom kikula. So the Gemara says, okay, so really now we have to go back and we have to reset. According to Rabbi Elazar, he does not subscribe to mixas yom kikula. Ihachi lister kulu. So the Gemara says, okay, so if he doesn't hold the Mixas Yom Kikulo, so now it should be sosa everything. So I'm Rish Lakish, I know time to Rebbe Lazar, I'm a Kra. So the Gemara says, that halacha of Rebbe Lazar, that you only count 30 days in other words, you said 100. You become Tummy on the 100th day. You have to now count 30 days? It's a special din. That's a special Gzeres HaKra according to Rebbe Lazar. The Pasuk says, I'm a Kra, Zostaros HaNazir, B'yom Melos, Yemei Nizro. Now, again, in context, if you're reading the pasuk in context, the pasuk over here is just simply a summary. Rabbi Elazar says a new halacha is learned from here, and that is a Torah Amra Nitma B'Yomalos, that if you become tameh on the Yomalos on your last day, Tein Lo Torah Nazir. So what you have to do is you have to add on a second Nazirus. No, if you become tameh on your Malos, good. So the truth of the matter is that Rabbi Elazar is now not subscribing to Mixas Yom Kikulo. Truth of the matter is that you need the entire last day. If that's true, so then how did you understand the Mishnah? Special Gzeres HaKra. Okay, where are we right now in the Gemara? So, we just went back and forth on the Shitas of Rav Masna and Bar Pada over the entirety of today's daf, and what we did is, we defended both positions. Meaning, according to Rav Masna, Stam Nazirus is Shoshim Yom. According to Bar Pada, Stam Nazirus is Chav Tes Yom. And what the Gemara now has done is gone through a number of Mishnayos at the beginning of the third parak, and we defended both positions. We read both positions into the Mishnayos. Lema Kitanai. One more part for today, and that is going to be the following. Gemara now is going to suggest that maybe this machlokus between Rav Masna and Bar Pada really is machlokus of Tanayim. Because the pasuk says, on Melos HaYamim, so until Melos HaYamim. Meaning, again, the Torah itself doesn't give the number of what is Tam Nazirus. Okay, but the Torah says, Melos HaYamim. Now, shamani miyod yamim shnayim. Now, what is that? So, I see the word yamim. So, what do I say throughout Shas? Whenever you see plural, and it's a non-determined number, so it's two. Good. So, tamalomer kadosh yegadopera. So, but at the same time, however, he's also got to have a significant amount of hair. You're not growing a significant amount of hair in 2 days. So, ain't gedopera pachos mishoshim, divrev yoshia. So, a significant amount of hair is going to be 30 days. Okay, good. And that is Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonas and Omer, now I know we have girsas in terms of who the second Shita is. I'll just read it in our Gemara. Rabbi Yonas and Omer, Nesare Chare Omer, and Malos HaYamim. E, Eilu, Hein, Yamim, Shetzrichim, Lemalos, Haive Omer, Shloshim. When I see the word Malos, what unit of time am I describing? A month. Why? Because sometimes a month is Chaser, and sometimes a month is Male. So, when I'm looking at a unit of time that sometimes gets filled, the month is a perfect description of a unit of time that normally gets filled. Oh. So that means that according to Rabbi Yonasan, so what is that unit now? 29 days. Meaning sometimes it does get filled to become 30 for a month, but in other words, but the number is 29. So now the Gemara is suggesting, good, my love, Rav Masa Damaka Rabbi Yoshia, Bar Pada Damaka Rabbi Yonasan. So in this brisa that we just learned, presumably what they're arguing about is exactly what the Amoraim are arguing about. Whether Stam Nazirus is either going to be 30 days or 29 days. So I'm Lecha Rav Masna, Kula Yama Shoshim B'inan. So Rav Masna will tell you, no, don't do that. Everyone agrees with me. The number is 30. V'hacha ba'ad v'ad b'chlal pligi. And the question now becomes is when the Torah says ad, so is that ad in up to not including? Up to and including. A standard machlokas that we see a number of times throughout Shas. And over here, the Gemara says, that's the machlokas over here. Rabbi Yoshia savar ad velo ad bechlal. Rabbi Yoshia says it's ad velo ad bechlal. So when the Torah says ad melos, it means up to, but it doesn't mean in including. And Rabbi Yonasan savar ad ve ad bechlal. It's up to and including. So over here, and then it's just a question now that once I say up, meaning, both Tanaim say 30. But if I subscribe to ad velo ad bechlal, so how do I get to 30? So I get there because of the hair. Meaning the hair will be the determinant. What is the significant growth of hair? 30 days. But once I hold ad vi ad bechlal, so that already gets me to 30. Okay. Amar mar. E Elohein yam shetzrich lamal savei amar shloshim. So, okay, and for the end of today's daf, just... When we were describing a unit of time, we immediately assumed it was a month. You know, there are other units of time. So the Gemara makes a couple of suggestions. Ve'ema Shabbos, maybe it's a week. So the Gemara says Shabbos me'ika chaserusa. No, because we're looking for something that could be chaser or male. A week is never chaser or male. A week is always a standard 7 days. It's not a week. Ve'ema shana. So the Gemara says, but maybe it's a year. Because you know a year fluctuates. Even a lunar year fluctuates. Because a lunar year sometimes is 354, sometimes it's 355, sometimes it's 353, right? In other words, it really depends on how many months we make chaser male. So, v'ha rabbanan dekasar, huh?
Yeah, the month is going to be
more. And right, correct. V'ha rabbanan dekasar amre minan shein monim yamim l'shanim shenem l'chad she ashana, chadashim echashim l'shana, v'lo yamim l'shana. So the Gemara says, and this is a rule also, we see a number of times throughout Shas, and that is that a measurement of a year never comes through days. We never measure a year by days. The only way we measure a lunar year is only by months. So in other words, we can't use the year as a way of gauging days, because we just simply don't count year by days. Now, granted, a year will end up to becoming a total number of days, that part's true, but it's not a unit of measurement to use to measure a year. The only unit measurement is months, period. So the Gemara says, so it can't be a year. It's true a year fluctuates, but we're not counting days in order to complete the year. Good, ad kan. Okay, so in terms of summary, it's really easy daf to summarize. Somewhat challenging daf to say over, but to summarize, it's very easy. Two sheets is amongst the Amoraim. When the person's a Stam Nazir, how long is that? According to Rav Masa, 30 days. According to Bar Pada, 29 days. The Gemara spent the entirety of today's daf, almost its entirety, trying to see the Mishnayos, our Mishnah here, the Mishnayos in the beginning of the third parak, which reads better into the Mishnayos? The answer is the Gemara endeavored and succeeded in reading both positions into all of our Mishnayos. So really, when all said and done, either position can read into the Mishnayos, which, by the way, that's why we have two positions, meaning because both could be read into the Mishnayos. And then finally, Gemara suggested that maybe this Machlokas Amarim is also Machlokas Tanayim. Gemara suggested, no, you don't have to say that. Rav Masna will tell you they both hold like me, that's 30. And it's just a question of whether they subscribe to Ad V'Ad Bechlal or Ad V'Lo Ad Bechlal. And finally, when we looked at a unit measurement of time, we assumed it was a month. Why not a week? Why not a year? And the Gemara answered for both.